that we acquire his close proximity. We acquire his close friendship and we become from amongst his special friends. He himself says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the human beings and the jinn, but only for my worship. The Mufassirin mention, لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can deduce from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come near. Our ulama, our mashayikh, our pious elders show us different paths, different ways in order to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to acquire that special friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah time and again mentions that one path, one way, which is very easy and a shortcut in acquiring this special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for following upon the sunnah and the way and the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayat I recited before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayat, قُلْ or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then فَاتَّبِعُونِ and follow upon my footsteps, i.e. the footsteps, the life, the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you will get in reward of that? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you his beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So, in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to acquire the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to acquire the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to inculcate in our lives the whole life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who frequent the gatherings of the ulama, people who go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are advised, they are encouraged to bring in the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. And to a certain extent, people bring some sunnahs in their lives. But we, for example, sunnahs of eating, sunnahs of sleeping, sunnahs of attire, the libas, how we eat, how we drink, how we sleep, this sunnahs come into our lives. And we tend to think shaitan's deception towards us, with us, that we tend to think that, oh, I am following upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in my life. I am adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that is not the case. We need to do muhasaba, reckon our lives. From the time we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep, is our action, whatever deeds we do, whatever actions we do, are they in accordance to the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is my action, my sitting, my talking, how I behave with people, is it in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentioned, when the farai, when the virtues of following upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned, we only tend to think upon those sunnahs which I mentioned. Sleeping sunnahs, eating sunnahs, sunnahs of dressing, etc, etc. No. When it is mentioned, come upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of sunnah? Sunnah means path, way. I come upon the path and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the path and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The whole deen. And what is deen? Deen comprises of five things: aqaid, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, and husn akhlaq. This is the whole deen, this is the whole life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as aqaid is concerned, beliefs. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we are believers. Our aqaid are okay. But when it comes to the other four shu'aba of deen, these four shu'aba, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions, that give them 25% each. That will make 100%. And if we are to reckon our lives, looking at these four shu'abas, these four parts of deen, ibadat, our salah, our zakat, our hajj, our roza, then comes mu'amalat, dealings with people, husn mu'asharat, social life, how we engage with people, and husn akhlaq comes the qualities of our outward appearance and the qualities of the inside, in the self. If you are to reckon ourselves, do muhasab our lives, then we will see that this 25% will not even be complete. And we tend to think that, oh, I'm very dinar, I'm falling upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. That's why each and every person sitting here, including myself, we need to reckon our lives. How much of this deen, how much of this way, how much of this life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we have in our lives? As far as ibadat is concerned, as far as mu'amalat, dealings, transaction is concerned, as far as mu'asharat, social life is concerned, as far as husn akhlaq is concerned, how much of deen do I have in my life? How much am I following the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only sleeping, sitting and drinking, the sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole life, how he used to deal with the people, how did he used to engage with the people, how did he speak with the people, how did he used to deal with people, how was his social life? Life with his family, life with his sahaba, life with those people who are non-believers. How was his whole life? If you are to ponder upon this and reckon our lives, we will see that we will just say 5% in each of these shu'aba and parts of deen. So we need to inculcate this quality in our lives of the wisdom of Christ predecessor and Salafus Salihin had, that they used to find themselves on these four parts. 25%, 25%, 25%, and 25%. The whole life is to be in accordance with the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how will we be able to do that? We need to go into the company of the mashayikh. Those people who have served deen and those people who have made their lives in accordance to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these four matters, in these four shu'abas of deen. If we go into their companies, we will learn. We will learn how to behave with people. We will learn our ibadat. We will learn our mu'amalat. We will learn our mu'asharat. We will learn the husn akhlaq. And if we have to do these things, then the whole deen will come into our lives. The second and foremost thing I will teach and every person is that acquire books in regard to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by authentic ulama. Ask the ulama here that we want to study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his life? From beginning, from his childhood, till he passed away, what was his life? Acquire books written on seerah by authentic ulama, and not only do it to yourself, no. Fix a day in the homes, when the whole family will sit, and one chapter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life will be discussed, and we will make this a point that I want to bring this sunnah and this way of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. If we are to target this, one day per week, so 52 weeks during the whole year, we will be inculcating 52 sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And slow by slow, we will see that our whole life will be in accordance to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.